高三英语高考练习五。
Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. The rain was so heavy yesterday. Were you late for the film?
Yes, I got to the theater at 6:45. It had been on for 15 minutes.
Question: When did the film start?
Two. Good evening, Mr. Green. I'm with the local newspaper. May I ask you a few questions?
Sure. Go ahead, please.
Question. What is the woman's job?
Three. The printer has run out of colour ink. I'll run and get some.
I will go with you. I need some fresh air.
Question. Where will the speakers probably go?
Four. Come on, Joseph. Relax. Nothing can go wrong.
Oh, my God. This is my first driving test.
Question. How does the man feel?
Five. Have all your belongings from Canada arrived yet?
Yes, they came yesterday. We spent all day arranging them. It's beginning to feel like home now.
Question. What can we know about the woman?
Six. Are you leaving for lunch? Could you fetch a sandwich for me? I have to get the meeting room ready for the 2 o'clock meeting.
No problem. Would you like a cup of coffee too?
Question. What is the woman busy doing?
Seven. What's wrong with you? You look pale.
I saw a TV show about a new diet last night. I'm trying it today, but I'm terribly hungry.
Question. Why did the woman look pale? Eight. My friends, the Thompsons, adopted a girl from Africa.
Again? Wow. They are warm-hearted.
Question. What do we learn about the Thompsons? Nine. If you didn't stop smoking, your chances of having a heart attack would increase.
Come on, don't try to scare me. I'm in good health.
Question. What will the man probably do next?
Ten. The store down the street is selling everything half price because they are going out of business.
Sounds like an ideal time to stock up on coffee.
Question. What does the man mean?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and you will be asked two questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Acting is such an overcrowded profession that the only advice that should be given to a young person thinking of going on the stage is don't. But it is useless to try to discourage someone who feels that he must act, although the chances of his becoming famous are small. The normal way to begin is to go to a drama school. Usually, only students who show promise and talent are accepted, and the course lasts 2 years. Then the young actor or actress takes up work with a theatrical company, usually as an assistant stage manager. This means doing everything that there is to do in the theatre and sometimes acting in very small parts. It is very hard work indeed, for the hours are long and the salary is tiny. Of course, some people have remarkable chances which lead to success without this long and hard training. Connie Pratt, for example, was just an ordinary girl working in a bicycle factory. A film producer happened to catch sight of her one morning waiting at a bus stop when driving past her. He asked if she would like to go to the film studio to do a test, and she thought he was joking. It took the producer 20 minutes to convince Connie that he was serious. The test was successful, and within a few weeks she was playing the leading part opposite one of the most famous actors of the day. But chances like this happen once in a blue moon.
Now, listen again, please.
Acting is such an overcrowded profession that the only advice that should be given to a young person thinking of going on the stage is don't. But it is useless to try to discourage someone who feels that he must act, although the chances of his becoming famous are small. The normal way to begin is to go to a drama school. Usually, only students who show promise and talent are accepted, and the course lasts 2 years. Then the young actor or actress takes up work with a theatrical company, usually as an assistant stage manager. This means doing everything that there is to do in the theatre and sometimes acting in very small parts. It is very hard work indeed, for the hours are long and the salary is tiny. Of course, some people have remarkable chances which lead to success without this long and hard training. Connie Pratt, for example, was just an ordinary girl working in a bicycle factory. A film producer happened to catch sight of her one morning waiting at a bus stop when driving past her. He asked if she would like to go to the film studio to do a test, and she thought he was joking. It took the producer 20 minutes to convince Connie that he was serious. The test was successful, and within a few weeks she was playing the leading part opposite one of the most famous actors of the day. But chances like this happen once in a blue moon. Questions 11. What is the advice given to young people thinking of acting?
What was Connie Pratt doing when a film producer found her?
13. What does the writer think of Connie Pratt's success? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Taylor Swift is a global superstar. She's a household name who wrote songs better than many other composers and also a 10-time Grammy Award winner. But to be honest, Taylor didn't get to where she is right now without hard work and perseverance. She was and is a highly courageous woman. In fact, at the young age of 11, she had the confidence to sing the US national song at a big game. At 12 years old, Taylor was brave enough to contact music managers to get a contract. And even though she was refused, she kept moving forward. She thinks she needs to continue to prove herself in her career, and this is why Taylor will endure. Pretty and sweet, this 27-year-old has stuck to her dream and done her own thing. From her days as an 11-year-old who would ask her mum every night at bedtime, "Do you think I'll ever get a record?" to the Grammy Award-winning pop princess, she was always going to fail or succeed at this music thing. She wants to say to all the young women that there are always people along the way who will try to undercut your success. But if you just focus on the work and don't let those people affect you, someday, when you get where you're going, you'll look around and you'll know that it was you and the people who love you that put you there. And that will be the greatest feeling in the world.
Now, listen again, please.
Taylor Swift is a global superstar. She's a household name who wrote songs better than many other composers and also a 10-time Grammy Award winner. But to be honest, Taylor didn't get to where she is right now without hard work and perseverance. She was and is a highly courageous woman. In fact, at the young age of 11, she had the confidence to sing the US national song at a big game. At 12 years old, Taylor was brave enough to contact music managers to get a contract. And even though she was refused, she kept moving forward. She thinks she needs to continue to prove herself in her career, and this is why Taylor will endure. Pretty and sweet, this 27-year-old has stuck to her dream and done her own thing. From her days as an 11-year-old who would ask her mum every night at bedtime, "Do you think I'll ever get a record?" to the Grammy Award-winning pop princess, she was always going to fail or succeed at this music thing. She wants to say to all the young women that there are always people along the way who will try to undercut your success. But if you just focus on the work and don't let those people affect you, someday, when you get where you're going, you'll look around and you'll know that it was you and the people who love you that put you there. And that will be the greatest feeling in the world.
Questions. 14. Who is Taylor Swift?
How old is Taylor Swift now?
16. What can be learned about Taylor Swift from the story? Questions 17 through 18 are based on the following conversation. Good morning, Judy. Thanks for coming. We're busy preparing Gary's farewell party and need your help.
Yeah, sure. So have you started working out the details?
Exactly.
Well, the first thing is, when is the best time to throw the party?
Today is November the 21st and he leaves on the 28th.
How about the 26th?
That's good, I suppose.
Then where to hold it? In the school cafeteria or some restaurant?
I think a restaurant will probably work out rather expensive, and I've been looking at the school cafeteria.
That sounds nice.
And then what? Oh, yes, a present. Have you got any ideas for presents?
Flowers? Books? A football with all our names on it?
I thought, you know, a set of dictionaries? I once heard him say he needed a good set. We could suggest each of our classmates offer $5. That will be enough.
Great idea. Would you mind doing that?
No, not at all. So is that all?
Looks like it.
Great.
Now, listen again, please.
Good morning, Judy. Thanks for coming. We're busy preparing Gary's farewell party and need your help.
Yeah, sure. So have you started working out the details?
Exactly.
Well, the first thing is, when is the best time to throw the party?
Today is November the 21st, and he leaves on the 28th.
How about the 26th?
That's good, I suppose.
Then where to hold it? In the school cafeteria or some restaurant?
I think a restaurant will probably work out rather expensive, and I've been looking at the school cafeteria.
That sounds nice.
And then what? Oh, yes, a present. Have you got any ideas for presents?
Flowers, books, a football with all our names on it.
I thought, you know, a set of dictionaries. I once heard him say he needed a good set. We could suggest each of our classmates offer $5. That will be enough.
Great idea. Would you mind doing that?
No, not at all. So is that all?
Looks like it.
Great. Questions. 17. What are the two speakers talking about?
What present will they prepare?
19 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Mark. Come in. What happened to you? You were late for almost 20 minutes this morning.
I am truly sorry, Mrs. Simpson. I got up as usual, but I didn't expect that the bus had changed its route. I hadn't taken it for ages. I guess the bus route has been changed because it has to make way for the new railway station under construction.
Well, actually, it's because of the marathon held in town, and it's temporary. The marathon will last for a week.
Okay, for this week, I will take the subway.
What is wrong with your car? You used to drive to school.
I could hardly find a parking place on campus, so I sold it on the internet.
I see. Maybe you can try other means of transportation to be on time for the class.
Yes, I once considered riding my bike, but it might use up all my energy after a 90-minute ride.
I know you live far away from school, so in the long run, you'd better find a way out.
Yes, I think so.
Now, listen again, please.
Hi, Mark. Come in. What happened to you? You were late for almost 20 minutes this morning.
I am truly sorry, Mrs. Simpson. I got up as usual, but I didn't expect that the bus had changed its route. I hadn't taken it for ages. I guess the bus route has been changed because it has to make way for the new railway station under construction.
Well, actually, it's because of the marathon held in town, and it's temporary. The marathon will last for a week.
Okay, for this week, I will take the subway.
What is wrong with your car? You used to drive to school.
I could hardly find a parking place on campus, so I sold it on the internet.
I see. Maybe you can try other means of transportation to be on time for the class.
Yes, I once considered riding my bike, but it might use up all my energy after a 90-minute ride.
I know you live far away from school, so in the long run, you'd better find a way out.
Yes, I think so. Questions. 19. What was the man's reason for his being late?
Why didn't the man ride his bike to school?